And you love it, your face stuck in the shit. Come on. You love it, don't you? You love it. You're all a bunch of slaves, letting everybody push you around. What are you gonna do about it? 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 What are you gonna do?
In the morning on Friday, I think it is Friday, Thomas Paine podcast. We'll kick it off the right way. We'll get your weekend going, even if you're locked away in your house. We'll get the damn weekend going for you. They can't take it all away from us, folks. Rock and roll. A lot of us have been rocking and rolling for years and decades. Some of you young bucks.
Now, this guy's saying we got to stay at home and we got to do this and we got to wear masks and we got to go get vaccines.
You don't have to do a fucking thing you don't want to. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. Rock and roll. I'm talking about the Constitution. Crazy stuff we're talking about on here.
You can't talk like that, man. You can't tell people.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we'll see about that. They'll pull me out of here kicking and screaming. Won't be the first time. You don't have to take this. I'm already going to get started, right? I'm going to get thrown off here. I'm going to collapse before I even start. Let's slow it down a little bit. I think we'll go all rock and roll tonight. All a lot of stuff from the album Appetite for Destruction, and which I think is the government's really new mantra. They definitely have an appetite for your destruction. And, you know, I came across the craziest thing. If you go back to 1987, that's way back. Think about it. Of course, camera phones and everything now are a big deal. Every camera on every corner, everybody's got a phone, right? Somebody took some video, one of my fraternity brothers at of our fraternity a couple different times, and they gave me the tapes. So can you do something with these? Can you convert these to MP4s? Yeah, no problem. I might have an expertise with video. The federal government thinks I did. And I'm watching these videos and it's stunning. Of course, we're all young kids. But I was a troublemaker back then too. I got thrown out of that college for writing an article in the newspaper and creating a lot of havoc at 18, 19, 20. A few things have changed, right? Anyway, so I started posting some of these video clips and sitting there thinking, man, I got kids this age. And back then we had our whole lives ahead of us, whole lives in front of us, everything to potential and a fantastic country. And I got all depressed. I said, man, my kids don't have this. Not that they're not in a fraternity and stuff, but they don't have the same opportunities that we had. They don't have the same freedoms that we had. See, that's big. Freedoms. Freedom. It's all being stripped away and hard to get back once they strip it away without a lot of hassle. You really got to roll up your sleeves and make a commitment if you want to get your freedom back from these criminals. But so much promise, so much youth, so many unanswered questions when you're in your 20s and you have your whole life ahead of you. And in this country, one of the greatest things about this country is that path forward is supposed to be a positive path forward. That you can jump on opportunities. You can, when opportunity knocks, you can open the door. And if opportunity slams one door shut, you can go open another door. Or if you're so inclined, kick a fucking other door in and make your own way. Kind of the American way, really. What sets us apart, if you go to other places on this globe, you understand why this is a special place. And the communists who run the country now, they understand that this is it. This is the last. This is the fucking Alamo. This is the last stand for freedom. And the world is watching. And the world is watching. But the kids today, they don't have that. They don't have that unlimited potential. Mountains and valleys and mountains and valleys of promise and opportunity and to chart their own path. They don't have that. And it's intentional and it's sad. When I watch these videos, it's incredible to watch all everybody how we were. It's incredible to see video from the mid 80s. Really. Thank God. There's only a limited amount of video. We'd all still be locked. Remember those guys on Jackasses? I mean, on Jackass? I know some of those guys from right around the way here. I mean, they were funny dudes. They're local guys out of Philly. We grew up with one of them. But the stuff we did make those guys look like a training film. Cub Scout picnic. We were way out of control. We don't even tell the stories because no one believes them. So, you know, back in the day when we were in 30s or something, you'd be at a cookout. You'd have like a 1 or 2 year old toddler running around and everybody else has a toddler running around. And you're meeting all these parents, local parents and stuff. That your wife roped you into some kind of a barbecue.
We have to go there. They're in our parenting group and they want to hang out. It's like,
you're listening to all these guys tell stories about college. Then they get to you. Like,
what are the craziest thing you did in college?
And then you kind of tell them and they don't talk to you the rest of the night. You never get invited back. No, really. I'm serious. It really fucking happened that we did that. And they're like, yeah, anyway, how about them Eagles? My wife's sitting around thinking, it's weird that they never invited us back. I'm thinking, I gotta learn to keep my mouth shut. But anyway, and getting back to the promise of things, man, there's a black cloud over this country now and over the future for our youth. And we work with some really smart 20 somethings. I guess they're called Generation Z. And they're just so bright. And if anybody's gonna have a chance to save us from these assholes, it's those guys. Not the generation before them is fucking useless. For the most part, there's some folks we deal with and we talk to on a regular basis who want to learn, who want to get smart, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But so on this Friday, think about how you grew up, the freedoms you had, that your ancestors broke their ass for, and maybe it's time you start breaking your ass for the next generations to come. Maybe you got to get up and do something. Like, we started the show out with Jim Morrison from The Doors, with his aunt, famous on, maybe infamous to some people, famous on stage rant. And I did that for a reason, not to poke fun at you guys, but or the folks listening, but to maybe wake you up a little bit. This was Jim Morrison saying this, and famous people usually don't talk like that, but he did, and he's always getting in a lot of trouble. But he asks some prophetic questions. How long are you going to let them push you around? Do you like to be pushed around? I'm paraphrasing, of course. It's not fun to repeat it verbatim unless, you know, you've had about a half a bottle of tequila. But questions, you know, what are we going to leave here for our folks? If you don't have kids, you got nieces and nephews, or you got people you like, and they have kids. What are we going to leave here for them? This is what we're going to leave. Fuck this. This is the way it's headed. If that's the way it is, and you do nothing, and you don't stand up for your rights, you besmirched, and I'm being very kind here because it's Friday. You besmirched everybody that came before you, in your lineage, in your bloodline. You really have. And they would be ashamed of you, just as they would be of me. That's why I'm doing this. It's not about fucking, believe me, it's not about money. But there are some things that are more important than money, guys. Have we not learned that in the last year? If we didn't know it before, we sure as hell should know it by now. Seriously. Some interesting opening points to think about over the weekend. And I hope you, whatever you have planned this weekend, it is good. And you get some R&R, etc. Because in this day and age, we need as much rest away from the stress as we can. As many distractions as we could find. Because we are up against it, folks, for sure. You folks might think you're back in the USSR. I certainly think I am when it comes to the censorship I see every day. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we talked to some good people. And to be honest with you, I talked to journalists on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because for a long time I've been subscribing to what Edmund Burke is talking about. I don't think good people have an opportunity to worry about what political corral they're in if they're good people. We need to associate and unite against bad men who have combined, as Burke said. So we talk to folks all over. Anyway, back in the USSR, one of the things we're trying to avoid and bring people the truth, even though we had a little pirate radio, is basically what's happening now. The landscape has changed in independent media for truth tellers. Sure, people that can bullshit and lie to you are out in the open making a lot of money on TV and influencers on the internet, but they're not telling you the truth. You know why? Because if they were, they wouldn't be there doing that. They would have been thrown off. We had to pull back on Twitter, and we decided to change philosophies, and now we're on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, and those people, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those people. So if you're listening to this on the arm, so to speak, on Spotify, etc., on Apple, it's simply because of those folks. And without them, wouldn't be doing this. Be doing something else. Probably be doing yard work. It was up to my wife. God bless her. Those folks are the cat's meow. They're supporting us. They're helping us expand, helping us do a number of different things that we're doing behind the scenes. And we're not going to talk about it until they're done, because why would we give the opposition a chance to put the skids on things that we're working on? No. You'll know about it when it's ready. But in all seriousness, they get access to the Pain in the Morning video, Pain After Dark video. And I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more times, maybe just before the week's over. The intelligence that goes back and forth on these platforms has reached the level of stunning. Stunning. And we did a Pain After Dark on Saturday. It's worth listening to, where I explain the intelligence on that network saved my ass. And it's very humbling to think that you start something to help people and they end up helping you in a big fucking way. There you go. 17 minutes in, we dropped the F-bomb. I might have already said it. Who knows? I'll say it again if I want to. It's my show. That's right. You're damn right. People out there criticize me for my language.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. These folks ended up helping me. And so you take a step back and say, wait a second. What is going on here? Well, what is going on is we have a lot of smart people. And it's really a blessing, because it's such a departure from... I was on Twitter a little bit today and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. We did it for so long. You know, you forget when you're in the middle of something and you're doing something. You take a step back and say, wow, the people on here are kind of stupid. Not all of them, but the majority of the people on here are... They might be insane. So maybe I should step off of here before I end up like them. And so we're blessed to have these people on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And sign on, man. You're going to learn something. And if you have something to contribute, that's what we want to. We want smart people. We want people who want to learn. And it's even a bonus if somebody has something to teach other people and share. And even a know-it-all like me can... I'm kidding. I realize I don't know it all. You know, when I was at Citigroup, I went from intelligence into Fortune 50, I guess. I don't know what Citigroup is. It was Fortune 100, Fortune 50. And I was nervous, man. And I'm usually a cool customer. I went from journalism to Intel into Citi. I'm usually a pretty cool customer. But I knew that I didn't know anything about banking. And I knew things about investigations and stuff. And I sat like a sponge until I learned. And then when I got my legs under me, I said, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this. I could be pretty good at this. And you continue to learn. I'm the same way pretty much with everything in life. I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything, but I know a lot of things. And if I don't know something, I have the common sense and the lack of ego to go find somebody who does know and have them tutor me. Or tutor the folks on Patreon that we have on Pain After Dark on many Saturday nights. Isn't that what it's all about? If you don't know what you're doing, or you're not an expert in something, or you know you have weaknesses, you address those by finding experts, etc. So we appreciate the folks on those platforms, and we invite you to come over, and we're only looking for a few smart people a day. That's it. And over time, we will build and continue to build a fantastic community that does great things and shares and has respect for each other. Sometimes things get a little heated. That's okay. But it's in a respectful manner. I would call it like 1990s internet, you know, before everybody thought they were a tough guy. Where they could threaten you for sharing your opinions and stuff. It's a good thing. I mean, it's better than good, to be honest with you. And the folks on there should be proud because of the way they conduct themselves. And I have very little input during the day because we're busy with this and we have a very small staff. These folks are rocking and rolling, and I don't interject too much. I read everything, and we take things and we run with them. And so, I mean, you know, you have to stick your head in to understand what's going on there. It's fantastic. And we're going to build on it. We're going to get our own platform off the ground and things like that. But everything takes time, and recent challenges we've had here in the last 3 weeks, you got to listen to last Saturday nights to understand everything. It's fucking unbelievable what has happened here, what we've had to go through because of these tyrants, these dystopian robots and puppets working for the uber rich, working for the haves, and making sure they keep the have-nots under the shoe, literally, to squash folks like you and me. And it's truly incredible. It's a gauntlet. And I tell people what has happened recently so you can prevent against it as best as you can. And it's worth its weight in gold. Believe me, I have so much feedback. I didn't even think about it too much. I just turned on the mic and we went on Saturday, and we got it out late, and we had a hangout here where we were talking about a lot of different things, politics and things, with some folks and on Zoom, et cetera. And then I went into that. There was no prep. I just turned on the mic and just said, this is what's been going on. So I think it's worth listening to based on the feedback. Not from a couple people, from hundreds of people. It knocks you out when you start getting that kind of feedback. But it's good that folks are happy, and we'll keep bringing the heat, et cetera, and as long as we can. So thank you. Paradise City, where the grass is green and the needles are plenty. We'll start this one off. You can't even believe it. Of course, I can believe it. Actually, most of the folks on this show, as we've talked about before, are very bright, so they can believe it. But maybe if you're new here, or maybe if you... some people like to listen out of spite. They do, because I get the emails. People hate this show, but they listen to it. Whatever floats your boat, man. It's a free country for at least the next weekend. Headline, third dose of Pfizer COVID vaccine is likely needed to combat mutant COVID strains, CEO says. Now, if you guys want to know what the hell the story behind this, you have to log on to patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Onto our Hotwire. Now, we saw this coming. 2 weeks ago, we started researching it. We put out an episode on this. We saw this coming. And a lot of smart people saw it coming, too. And it's already been addressed. But, and we can't say the things that we say on there in public. So you gotta log on. If you don't want to log on, that's cool, too. But if you want to know what's going on and you can chart your future and get around these people, circumvent these assholes, that's a good place to start. It's really incredible. This is called bait and switch. Remember, they said, Pfizer, oh, you need 2 shots. Come on in. Now they say you need 3, and guess what? Guess what else they're saying? You know, you're going to need one every year. You're not only a tax slave now, you're a chemical slave to the government. And I would believe the Pfizer CEO about as far as I could throw him. Well, I don't know. He could be a skinny guy. About as far as I can throw Oprah. Let's put it that way. It's Paradise City, because Big Pharma's cashing in. Take me down to Paradise City where Big Pharma makes cash, but your life shitty. We'll rewrite it. This is going to be in my new COVID 2 record set. It's big from Ronco. You get a free bamboo steamer with it. Maybe we'll throw in a copy of Freedom Rock. What the hell? As America waits for the CDC to finish a review of blood clotting risks associated with the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourlas, he put the ass in Bourlas, let me tell you that, has warned reporters that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, the most widely distributed vaccine in the U.S., by the way, and I'm calling it a vaccine because just to keep it simple, even though these basically are not vaccines. Nobody seems to know what they are. Anyway, if you've received your Pfizer vaccine, maybe one shot or two shots, you're going to need a third. This dope, Pfizer dope, says folks will likely need to receive a third booster shot within 12 months of being vaccinated and possibly as early as 6 months after receiving the second dose. Sounds like it works, doesn't it? Fuck out of here. Of course, if you listen to our Hotwire and you subscribe to that, this is not news and this is not a surprise. But you understand what's going on behind the scenes. You understand whether this guy is full of shit or whether he's legit. On Thursday, Bourlas said a booster shot would likely be necessary. And patients may be have a need to be vaccinated against COVID annually, similar to the way the flu vaccines are developed and distributed. Flu vaccines actually work about 30% of the time, which is probably a lot better than this shit. Guys, go ahead and put that shit in your body. Knock yourselves out.
It is extremely important to suppress the pool of people that can be susceptible to the virus.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Your fucking chemical concoction says in its own small print that it's not proven to work to do jack fucking squat. So what are you talking? Well, we know what they're talking about. They're all full of shit. They put these big public health officials and health zombies from Big Pharma and the government out in front of you, and they tell you you need to take these quote-unquote vaccines and booster shots, and you read the small print, and it says, yeah, this stuff is like, it's experimental, it hasn't been approved, and it may or may not do something, and oh yeah, by the way, there are all these side effects too, so you got those going, and also by getting these, you could be a carrier and you could infect other people, so come on in, line up and come on in like a bunch of fucking idiots. Maybe Jim Morrison was right. Maybe Morrison was right up front with what he was saying. We are in the jungle, folks. Welcome to the jungle. You know where you are? You're gonna die. That's basically where we're at. What are we? 25 minutes in? 26? I need a drink. I'm not going to give you guys a skinny on this, but we have the skinny on it on Hotwire. If I tell you exactly what's going on behind the scenes, I get myself in trouble. On here, because we can't say it. It's simple as that. They got everything locked down. They got people out looking for... And this comes from inside of these agencies with pissed off people who are being manipulated and bright people, etc. And so that's for folks who want the truth so they can chart a proper course for their family and loved ones and keep them safe and secure. That's one of my missions here. Unfortunately, our lawyers say we can't talk about this stuff. out in the open. It'd be creating many, many problems for us. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. But, you know, we've gone pirate radio a long time ago. And the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit understand that. They understand. They know where to go to get the dirt. But this guy's talking about variants and how to battle variants. And I would just suggest that you, if you want to make it quick and dirty, I did 45, 50 minutes on this just a couple days ago on Hotwire. Because we knew this was coming down the pike. And they're gonna waterboard you with this too. They're gonna scare the shit out of you with this stuff again. This is Fauci and his wing monkeys. This is their scare campaign 2.0. And they're gonna try to roll out and roll into as many chemical jabs as they can. And don't forget, they're gonna be targeting the kids next. And the youngsters. The 18, 25-year-olds, 18 to 33-year-olds, etc. And they're also looking, and they're already testing, okay? Pfizer's already testing. This is insane. It's already testing on children and babies younger than 1 year old. And those parents who volunteered their kids to be guinea pigs, those parents, there's a special place in hell for those fuckers. It really is. Imagine you carry a child for 9 months and then they're born. You say, okay, yeah, sure, you can use my kid as a crash test dummy. Oh, I'm sure he'll be safe. Are you people out of your fucking mind? You people are mentally ill at best and not suitable to be a parent. I really think that they're probably not testing on kids. I think it's a lie. I think it's a fucking lie. I can't see any parent putting their kid up for testing. I think this is probably some kind of a scam and smokescreen. And Pfizer says, oh, we're testing on kids. Oh, it's safe. And the FDA says, okay, that sounds good. The data looks great. What kind of a parent would let their kid be a guinea pig? I mean, think about it. I think it's actually more believable that Pfizer and all these big pharma companies are full of shit and they doctor their data. Oh, they don't? Because AstraZeneca just did it. Didn't Johnson & Johnson just do it? And they say these things were safe? Yeah, they did. I mean, come on. You really think somebody's going to put their kid up? I want to see these parents. I want some parents to come forward and say, I put my kid up. Yeah, I'm here. Everything's good. Yep. I mean, come on. Are we supposed to believe this? We've been lied to and manipulated at every turn here. We're suddenly going to think that a baby who's just born under 1 year old, a little infant, is going to be a parent is going to hand that kid off to these fucking maniacs. It has to be bullshit. It has to be another massive lie on behalf of Big Pharma and the government, and they've built a fortune on lying to you, manipulating you in the past. It's insane. We'll be knocking on heaven's door soon enough at the rate we're going. And some people have reached out to me. They took the J&J vaccine, and now that it's up in air, they said, what do we do? I said, I can't help you, man. I can't help you. I'm not a doctor. I would pray. Say some prayers. That's what I would do. I would say some prayers and start researching what to do. Things go bad. I can't answer that, man. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you're at the mercy of these fucking people. They will not help you, by the way. They will not help you. Next story is interesting. Before we get into it, I want to tell people, our subscribers out there that are listening, and folks who may subscribe, Friday's a big day where folks come in and subscribe on the patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. You folks can call the hotline today and tomorrow. And folks who subscribe get access to our toll-free hotline. They can call me at any time they want. Give me a call and have some questions or that you want me to cover on Saturday night. We're going to do a bing, bang, boom Saturday night. We have a lot of people who have asking questions and they want them answered. Our subscribers, and that's on Pain After Dark on Saturday night. So we're going to do that. So feel free to call in and have some good questions, and we'll try to address them as best as we can. So that's a special message to our patrons out there. Pick up the horn. Let us know what's going on, or let us know what's going on in your corner or the world with this mayhem, this chaos. And we hear from people all over the place, all over the globe. And we're all in this together, like it or not. And very few people I know like it. So check in on the 800 number. And you know the number. We're not giving it out on here. You got to get some skin in the game. Headline, Ezekiel Emanuel pushes national vaccine mandate. This is the idiot. This is the idiot who's considered the architect for Obamacare. And he's one of Biden's top healthcare advisors. This dope. Ever the autocrat, Obamacare architect and Biden healthcare advisor Ezekiel Emanuel has co-authored a call in the New York Times for vaccine mandates. Saying these people should be required to get vaccinated. Who gives a fuck what this guy says? Why is this even in here? We'll give the young bucks a break. They pick out good stuff. Let's see where this is going. Oh, this dope. Yeah. This guy actually thinks that you can't fix these guys. Now, this is a dope who has the president's ear. Not that he remembers anything or understands anything he hears, but anyhow. This dope says we need to sharply reduce coronavirus infections to turn the tide and quell the pandemic. The best hope is to maximize the number of people vaccinated, especially among those who interact with many others and are likely to transmit the virus. No. You can't transmit the fucking virus here if you don't have it. I guess you can transmit it if you're asymptomatic, but let me break the news to... That's a small amount of people, by the way. But let me break the news to Ezekiel Emanuel. Even though the Faucis of the world tried to hide it and cover it up, and the CDC and the FDA, they try to cover this up, that people who do get the vaccine are actually able to spread the virus. Now they tried to put the lid on that, but it came out, oh yeah, well, that happens, so we got to keep an eye on that. So you folks out there with all your stickers and posting selfies of you and your fucking vaccine card, you can shove them right up your ass because you're the super spreaders. I hate to break the news to you. Not that you give a shit. You got no problem spreading it around. Just do your part. Do your part with spreading it around to keep this thing going, to keep the scheme alive. Make sure that they can call it a pandemic. Make sure that they keep us under emergency use. That'll be next. A Freudian slip. Emergency use authorization. So these governors, these crazed governors, can keep their boot on your neck. So thank you for fucking things up and not being educated about what's what. But that's okay. You're a sheep. You're a dope. It's the way it is. World history, all throughout world history for thousands of years. Your ilk has been fucking things up left and right, so congratulations. At least you're consistent morons. And this dope actually thinks that people out here for the last, think about this, people out here for the last 14 months who have not gotten sick, they're going to spread something to somebody else. How is that possible? They have herd immunity. How would they? But regardless, it's funny. I'm always careful with what I say, and I double and triple check things. There are no rules. These people in D.C. say whatever they want. But these guys can say whatever they want for the last year and then change their story the next day. It's very confusing. My point here is that this dope is pushing mandatory vaccines, not because it benefits us. They haven't pushed anything in a year and a month that have benefited us. They only push things that have enriched their pockets, their wallets, given them more power over you. That's what it's about. This is not about, I mean, are we not bright enough to understand that this is a scheme? And that anything that comes out of their mouth is to further that scheme for power, for money, to keep you down and to help build them up. That's all it is. Vaccine should be required for everybody. And what they're going to say now is, well, if your kids, your little kids, I'm not talking about college students. Hey, if you're stupid enough to go to college right now and pay 50, 60, 70 grand for a correspondence course at home to get a degree for which you can't get a job, God bless you, man. I can't help you either and your parents, okay? God bless you. You better be an outlier. You better be able to get out and make your own way quick. But if you're mediocre and you're a dope and you can't handle yourself, you're going to sit at home unemployed. You're going to have a big fucking stack of debt. But that's another. It's for another topic. But the point here is the little kids, grade school, high school, they're going to say, well, you need a vaccine if you want to come back into class. Well, guess what? These kids don't have to fucking come back into your shitty classes. They weren't learning anything there anyhow. The young kids I know, they read outside the classroom. They study things. That's where they learn. They learn hands-on training, etc. Parents out there, you know, line your kid up for a vaccine. Kids don't need vaccines. We talked about this for this because they're the lowest at risk. We're going to line them up anyhow because you're so paranoid. I can't actually believe that parents would do this. We are talking about the timeout generation that are parents now, and everybody gets a trophy, and the government are good people generations. They're not the brightest. I feel bad for the kids. I really feel bad for the kids. But this idiot, Emmanuel, has he been asleep for the last few months? Does he know that the erratic performance of health officials, supposedly experts, that has shattered the confidence of a large percentage of you people out there, and rightly so. In fact, if anything, I think this will create a bigger gap than we are already experiencing when it comes to trusting the government, and that's a good thing. Just think about the insane. I'm talking about those video back when we were kids watching. If somebody came up to me and recorded me, we had the video rolling and we were bullshit, and said, you know, when you're 50 years old, this is in 1987, right? 50, 53 years old, the government is going to require you and your kids and your loved ones to have vaccines for some kind of an ailment that has a 99.95% survival rate, recovery rate. What do you think about that? I would have said, dude, go back to the quad on campus, find L. Ron Hubbard, gas up the mothership, and blast your ass back to whatever quasar you rode down here on. You're out of your mind. It'll never happen. Oh, yeah? Is that what you think? And that if you fight these people, they're going to coerce you to take it. And they're going to limit your choices for where you can buy things, where you can go to eat and stuff. I would have said, you're out of your fucking... Not in this country. Are you talking about China? Are you talking about somewhere else? Okay. Is that what you're saying I'm going to be? When I'm 50, 55, somewhere else, I'm not going to be in this country? And I would have said, how are they going to do that legally based on the Constitution and on state laws and things like that? How would they perform this legally? And they would have said, well, at that point, the president could just sign something on a piece of paper and the CDC can just make a rule and crazy state governors can say that this has to be, this is a rule for thee, but not for me. What do you think about that? And I say, you people are out of your fucking mind. There's going to be people in the streets with pitchforks and torches. But they don't even have to do that, right? Because the real muscle is in the private sector. We talked about this. And guess what? If I argue about it or I bitch about it on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or wherever, I get silenced because they don't want dudes like me. And they don't want folks like you out there spreading any information. And by the way, the information that we've been quote unquote spreading for the last year, it's all been right. There's nothing. They're quick to call you a conspiracy theorist, but guess what? You're just a conspiracy investigator and uncoverer, because we have been blowing the roof off of this bitch and we haven't been wrong about anything. So good luck with calling us some kind of conspiracy. We're just saying, hey, I don't want to do this. Leave me the fuck alone. Or else. We're all going to have to work on that or else part. But they're going to push it against your kids. They're going to try to make it mandatory for everybody. Are you just going to... Let's go back to Jim Morrison in the beginning. See, I don't play these things just for a goof. There's a general universal theme to every one of these shows every day. Are you going to let them push you around? What are you going to do about it? Jim Morrison. You going to let them mess with your kids? It's insane. This dope Emmanuel that we're talking about, he's also the person that said people should want to die at about 75 years old. That's it. Wrap it up. If you're 75, you've lived long enough and... He also wanted mandatory flu shots for every kid. How much is this guy being paid? So much for millions of freedom-loving Americans when you can stuff millions of American dollars in your pocket. But he's in the White House. All right, let's move on before I have a stroke right here at the mic. And we're just rocking and rolling tonight all the way with our friends. If you don't know who this is, I can't help you. Of course, it's Guns N' Roses. Democrats introduce a bill that would add 4 justices to the Supreme Court. Now, the editors, the Young Bucks, didn't write a note in here today, but let me tell you their reaction. So you get the 25-something, the 26s, the 23s. This group of people get their reaction. And it really is fascinating. I said, what do you think about this? I said, you can add 20. This is their reaction, not me. This is their reaction. See if this surprises. You can add 20 Republicans. You can add 20 more Democrats. We don't care how many people you add to the Supreme Court, because the whole thing's turning into a sham. You can do whatever you want. You can raise taxes. You can give reparations for slavery in the 1800s. That's cool, too. I said, what are you guys, crazy? I guess they went out to lunch, and then they came back, and they were all fired up because they talked about it. They're all on the same page. No, you can do all that. I said, what? You know, what's the point here? What do you mean? He said, because we're not paying for it. So fuck you. We will not pay for this shit. We're not going to pay for it. So do whatever you want. And I said, whoa, what'd you guys have for lunch? Some 1776 sandwiches down in Philly? You got a little, what'd you get? The Ben Franklin cheesesteak? The Thomas Paine pizza? What the hell got into you guys? So this story is on True Pundit, and if you want to read it, you can read it. But I'm telling you, nothing is off the table for these scumbags in D.C. And the Republicans who are all jumping up and down and saying, oh, let's see if they do anything about it. This was always on their agenda. Let's see if they get it passed. But I started to think about what the young buck said to me. And I said, you know what? And they actually told me, you ready for this? Don't think about that too much. It's nonsense. Nobody says we have to pay. If they want to trash the Constitution and give money to everybody else like they're giving right now, go ahead. Doesn't mean we have to pay for it. And that's the final form of protest right there. And I said, you know what? These guys could be onto something. And you knew that the Democrats are going to do that. They have no regard for you or anything you care about or this country. They want to shape it and make it into another or more so of a communist hellhole. It's never worked, by the way, anywhere they tried it. And these people are not very bright. They're in a cult. We talked about these Q folks and stuff too. When it gets to this level, they can't be reasoned with. They can't be helped. They're in a cult. They've been brainwashed. They can't be helped. And, of course, the people at the top, the haves, they want to profit from this, and they have a lot of useful idiots who help them. The have-nots, they get enough have-nots roped in to hate their fellow man for having a different political opinion, and they're off to the races. Not understanding that in other societies and other cultures where the useful idiots helped regimes usher in communism, they were the first people to get whacked, lined up against the wall, and eliminated because they didn't want the blowback from these people. Hey, we helped you do this. You didn't say we're going to go full-blown communism. Oh, yeah, well, we're having a party here. Show up here at this. Boom. Has anybody seen this guy and his family? They just vanished. That's what happens to the useful idiots through history. But they need him for the time being to usher things in and vote for certain people and make it look legitimate and all. And so my feeling is I'm kind of leaning toward the young bucks, what they said. Fuck it. Add as many people as you want. What does it matter anyhow? There's no law and order in the... See, that's the other thing we talked about today, too. There's no law and order in this country. Pass whatever stupid laws you want. They have no teeth. They have no meaning because they're not enforced equally. There's no law and order. No, there's not. So the justices of the Supreme Court are fucking puppets. They're just puppets. They're manipulated to vote the way the mob, the way the cartel wants them to vote. They're threatened, etc. The day where you could think, oh, these guys are pure and honest and fuck that. That's bullshit. That hasn't been true for 60, 70 years. You go back to the 1800s when the court became 9 justices and by about the mid-1900s, it was already corrupted. Read your history. These people get blackmailed all the time. Their families get threatened. It's a fact. And to vote the way that this criminal cartel wants them to vote, and that's what happens. So, in a way, what the young buck said make a lot of sense. Who cares? Because, again, this is what I discussed with them. There's two different classes in this country, the haves and the have-nots. The laws don't apply to the haves. And it doesn't matter what other laws they come up with. There's too many laws on the book books now for the have-nots. Add as many as you want. If they want to fucking ruin you or charge you or indict you, they will. If they don't, even when there's massive evidence that you did something wrong, even if you killed somebody in cold blood, we talked about that yesterday. If they don't want to indict you, they won't. If you're protected, part of the protection racket. You guys all thought I was crazy when I brought this up a year and a half ago, protection racket. Not looking so crazy now. So who gives a fuck what the Supreme Court does? You know why? Laws are a sham in this country. Laws are a sham. If they want to come for you and get you for something, they'll find. There's plenty. There's thousands of laws on the books. They'll come for you. And they'll get you. If they want to ignore it, that's what they'll do.
But they'll take our guns away.
And you have the balls to use them? If you're worried about somebody taking your guns away, you don't have the balls to use them in the first place. The cats who have the balls to use them are not worried about them taken away. Being taken away. Think about it. If you're worried about it and bitching about what a bunch of fucking bureaucrats are going to do to the Second Amendment, then you're likely to hand over the guns when they open the front door anyhow. Put that in your fucking hat for the weekend. It's true. You've already handed them most of your civil liberties and civil rights without making a peep. They changed the country. They didn't even need a goddamn gun or a tank. Now they got you folks lined up to put poison in your arm. You're worried about your guns? You already fucking surrendered. Let's go back to the top of the show. What Jim Morrison said. Guns, you're worried about the Second Amendment. You got guns in the house. You better clean them so when they come, at least you can give them clean guns. I'm not talking to everybody out there, folks, but unfortunately, I'm talking to more people. I think that this applies to more people than it doesn't apply to, and that's damn unfortunate. And that noise you hear is the founding fathers not rolling over in the grave. They're on a fucking rotisserie right now. They can't stop rolling. Another great show in the books. I can feel it. I know when these things are good. I know when they're good.
Back in the garage with my bullshit detector.
And back in the garage, also known as garage, I can also tell when the show's should be over because of my voice. Especially now, if you listen to Pain After Dark on Saturday, last Saturday, you understand that we are recovering from a nightmare. It's nothing short. There's no way to sugarcoat it in this country.
Ooh, we come from garage land.
Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, helping us keep the lights on in the garage, in garage land, the garage band. And as I've said many times, we appreciate it. I'll break this down quick. Let's see if I can do it. There's a minute. There's about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left in this song. You're in trouble out there, folks. It's stacked up against you. I'm not the be-all, end-all. We're not the be-all, end-all. But you got to find some people that are telling you the truth. Some people have enough fortitude and guts to tell you the truth. And take a financial hit. Do you know how much money we could make if we were fucking lying? Like all the people on Fox with big podcasts and radio shows now who lie to you? Sure, they might tell you 70% of the truth. It's the other 30% that'll fucking fry you. It's already frying you. If you went out and got a vaccine based on these idiots telling you it was safe and you're dead now, it's too late. You need to have intelligence to counter everything else you're hearing. If everybody out here was telling the truth, we'd all be prosperous. It would be the land of milk and honey. It's not. Except for the haves. So you need to arm yourself with good intelligence. That's what we're trying to do here. So you have a baseline of truth for you and your crew. Fuck's sake. They're going to take it all. I said this in March 2020 when I was on a podcast. A couple different podcasts. I said, people said, what do you think's going on? I said, they're going to take it all. Oh, what do you mean they're going to take it all? They're going to take the White House? No. White House. Fuck the White House. They're going to take all your money. They're going to take everything you have. They might even come for you. Well, they've come for you with needle in hand. Now, you can decide on whatever you want, but you better have a good intelligence. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're only looking for a few smart people a day to join up. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. A few smart people a day. Is that you? Big question. Make an investment in the truth for a change instead of wasting time with these paid liars. Well, folks, hell of a ride this week. We covered so many different things. Tomorrow night, for the folks on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit, again, call the hotline. Give me a question. Give me a topic. Give me a status report where you are as we listen to a little Coma from Guns N' Roses. It's fitting. Give me a status report. What's going on? We'll talk about it. Pain After Dark. And we appreciate it. And we appreciate it. Jump in. As I said before, we could use your help. Enjoy your weekend. And try to decompress if you can. Take care of yourself and God bless you.